You are listening to WUVT 90.7 FM Blacksburg. And you are ensconced well within Hypnic's haunted house. I am Hypnic, of course. So happy to still have you here with me. Here at 10 o'clock on Saturday night in the New River Valley. It has been coming down today, has it not? I became almost completely lost in the fog on my way to the station tonight. Nothing but a wet, glowing orange fog that I could only assume was being lit by the streetlights. But something else could have been glowing. Perhaps pale embers. Perhaps the fire deep within these mountains has started to come to the surface. I don't know. I just got to the station and started dropping slabs of auditory fire on the platters for you. Hope you've been enjoying it. We just heard Solecism Miami Mix by Lack. Before that was Dummy Casual Part 2 by Autechre. Then we had I by Stacian. Hinaja Tugboat by Pansonic. In This House by Cube. And we kicked it off with Light the Last Flame by Two Lone Swordsmen. There's lots more to come, so stick around if you could. I'd like to remind you that music coming up may contain strong or suggestive language, and I do advise listener discretion. But I know that my listeners are only the most discreet of individuals, so I have no fear there. And I'd like to give a shout out to Joanna Gardner. Good looking out, Joanna, if you can hear this. I heard via a friend that she enjoys the show, and I'm very grateful for that. Keep listening, and hopefully one of these days I can hunt up some binaural beats and slap them on the old platter for you. So shouts out, Joanna. We've got about 2 hours left, so let's make them count. It's Hypnic for Hypnic's Haunted House on WUVT. And that smoking, frothing beverage that I offered you in a goblet with a skull on it should be kicking in any moment now.
Sleeping.
One in need of care during the day? Pulaski Adult Day Service and Fall Prevention Center can help. They provide care and enriching programs for adults aged 18 and over at their facility, which is located across from the Dublin Middle School, Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. They offer art, music, horticulture, exercise, and pet therapies, as well as two light snacks, a hot meal daily, and numerous other amenities. For more information, you can call them at 540-307-5487.
Thank you. in turn. Some wake many times before daylight, when there's too much going on at home. And your parents just surprise that in your sleep you're walking all the way back to me. Yes, you are. Believe it or not, it doesn't really matter. What's done is done. What's said is said.
Knows that history repeats itself. Steps over and out. I could jag one there in the night. As we talk about things that are own 2020 delight. A resource of places of people that have been. But as things I've seen, there's no end. I'm speaking of course, civilization which we all count ourselves being a part of. I am a friend. It's happiness and joy. The fundamental and child being a recreational constant of wheels meant to use. Main crash, main just the first wheel rail. It's a rail of happiness. I took a road like a bed on it. I sent it. Left, there's nothing left in this in place. Creatures of the world, all the world must stop and bend, and tap must and listen to the wind and bend. Face dirt and dirt, put your hand to the skin tie. The dog bubble bark, matter no matter what. Murdered woman is low on the floor. Stop and look into her eye. A dead eye.
Best bands of the Blackstone Military Band. Made exactly the right cacophony. Even now I relish the old time enhancers when they're revived on the radio, for they recall the lost illusions of optimism to their initial populations. 50-year-old punks like your old dad's deadly's Eric Sandsfile.
Eric Sandsfile!
He made your own quality, all its own harsh, fierce and strong. He shall enjoy the big skepticism which will rail the extremes of white and black, whilst we mortals must confine ourselves to the form that is really ineffective. Primal primary colours.
We are the band lying in front of the funeral pyre. We are the Archimedes' drunken rent.
The oldest and strongest emotion of mankind is fear. Bergson said that by studying maps, pictures, guidebooks, and plans of Paris, it is possible to discern the weight of monuments, the height of statues, the distance between landmarks, and the like. But that any amount of such contemplative visualization is vastly inferior to a 10-minute walk along one of the great city's magnificent boulevards.
I have been in Paris in company with Poe in a dream!
If I were to think of an angry man, we'd mention being over the last thing I'd come with. And if I did, I'd probably just listen to it. Some people don't know, so I knew that. And on Pino's, I'm sure, that's my outrageous deal. I mean, right now, it should be yours. Every fever, I believe, and noble family, and I think, if you're on BZ, what an ugly love that we know. Well, it's actually, what's in a neat meat and scrap room? If you might hear Pino, come back for that. Whoa! Take all the noises you made in the world, eat them, spill them, regurgitate them, make, sweep them, bury them, shoot them off to the stars. Thunderous music, hemispherical cosmic temple. Execute all extraordinary proficiency, Martha Fortianis. Bench, gusting turbulence, ye gods, I pen tritons, I must await me to confession. Well, see, it is a little intonation. And I died singing this song.
Hello out there. It's your boy, Hypnic, once again. And you're about halfway through the haunted house. Which means you're either, I'd say, 50 yards below the ground, or somewhere in the upper stratosphere. Relatively speaking. I know the twisting hallways and tunnels of this house can be rather confusing, disorienting, and may result in a sense of vertigo or claustrophobia, and certainly the sense that there's always someone just behind you, even if you can't see anybody. Well, I'll set your mind at ease. That person just behind you that you can't see is me. And I'm just here to accompany you on this journey and make sure it's as safe and comfortable as I can make it. We just heard Music in Diabola by Rudimentary Peni. Before that was the first track off of the Slicer album by Wolf Eyes. Then there was Back to Me Again by Bernard Herrmann, An Awakening by Controlled Bleeding, Slowly by Amon Tobin, and we kicked off the set with Louisiana Darkness by King Diamond. More twists and turns are to come, listeners. So if I were you, I would avoid twisting and turning that dial. But of course, I'm not the boss of you. Nobody is. You're your own person, or else you're your own tree, or you're your own owl in that tree, or perhaps you are your own vole scurrying away from the owl and the owl's bright orange eyes. And if you're that vole, here's your hole. It's Hipnik's Haunted House on WUVT 90.7 FM Blacksburg. Thanks so much for listening. Stick around.
Poverty is an enemy. Philadelphia, New York, New Orleans, Los Angeles. In city after city, we find case after case of not only police corruption, but vicious police violence. Young people are beaten, women are assaulted. People who are taught to believe police are their friends find out they are often deadly enemies, armed with the power of the state. In city after city, police corruption scandals blare across the front pages, telling us of cops who moonlight as drug dealers, sowing the seeds of social poison from their squad cars. The media react with manufactured outrage, and the cycles of corruption reoccur again, again, and again. The recent Mullen Commission hearings held in New York City were but viler, more corrupt echoes of the Knapp Commission hearings into cop corruption a generation before. Cops caught stealing, thieving, and or robbing excite the public mind. But what of cops who brutalize, beat, or kill? How many cops of the hundreds who beat, brutalize, or kill people all across this land are ever prosecuted for their acts? How many are convicted? The numbers are minuscule. The widely reported Rodney King beating case showed us how judges bend over backwards to assure criminal cops that things will be taken care of and they won't be hurt badly if sentenced. The white majority media treat cop stealings as worse offenses than cop killings, and by so doing, seek to minimize those acts in the public mind. Thus, it is the contention of many cops charged with such offenses that they were only doing their job. Put quite another way, their jobs are to kill, to beat, to brutalize the poor and the powerless, to defend the interests of the rich. That's what they are telling you. When the human rights group Amnesty International recently released a report denouncing New York police brutality against that city's African American and Latino communities, the white majoritarian media and police hierarchy downplayed it as if the Nobel Prize-winning group was interfering. The interests of white majoritarian media converge with the interests of predominantly white police forces in the protection of the status quo. That status quo is, in America, white supremacy and the oppression of peoples of color. And to protect that status quo, it is necessary to look the other way when cops beat, lie on the stand, brutalize the poor and the powerless, or even kill. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Need to talk? RAFT Crisis Hotline offers 24/7 empathy and support. Whether you're in a crisis situation or if you want to talk about your stressful day, trained volunteers are ready to listen. Call 540-961-8400 to speak with someone who cares.
It was a cool autumn's day when they got underway and the conference convened in Berlin. They were the best of the West and they came to assess and contest the positions they were in. And so they laid out a map and they started to rap about who wanted what and agreed to a master plan to divide the land and to satisfy the greed. Angola is yours, Zimbabwe is mine. The Bakongo kingdom will split. We will not flag from our goal to conquer and hold the entire continent. While there's silver and gold and riches untold, and diamonds that cover the ground, the trees are so high that blot out the sky, and millions of creatures abound. There's monster-like beasts with ivory teeth, and leopards and lions
and such. There's coconut trees that sway in the breeze, and fruit trees that yield to the touch. There's rivers so wide you can see the so bright, they light up the night like a beautiful clear afternoon. There's so much grain, it will bottle your brain, and it's all ours for the taking. By the time we grow old, we'll be swimming in gold if we live out the plans we are making. We have passed the first phase of a marketing slaves, and now we must have all the rest. Let us go see the Pope, strengthen our hope, and make sure that our mission is blessed. We must move right away, without further delay, because this will provide the solution. It's the perfect plan to relieve our despair and our commonly shared destitution. It just so happens to be our divine destiny to conquer the heathen nations. We've been granted the right to keep the heathens uptight and to teach them a civilization. We will use every guise, every kind of disguise to assure our benevolent rule. We'll have our protection, and we'll give them direction by establishing mission schools. We'll give them a god and a chastening rod and establish a measure of trust. We'll plant a seed and create a need, and then they'll be dependent on us. They will learn our speech, and then we can teach them to forget about their past. We'll change their minds until the end of time and make sure that our empires will last. We'll rule the land with an iron hand to assure production increase. And those who rebel, we'll send them to hell in the interest of keeping the peace. Now all that remains is to use our brains to a bigger and inland route. We'll meet in Brussels next year to review and compare and sort the details out. So they met and discussed without fanfare fuss of the rivers that ran to the sea. Like the Gambia, the Niger, the Congo, the Nile, and the mighty Zambezi. I think they finalized plans, and they all shook hands and proceeded towards the door. Like a vampire horde, one accord, they embarked for Africa's shore. Proceeded to invade with all the arms at their disposal. They said, we'll blow you to bits if you don't submit and accept our just proposals. You need our protection as well as direction, and we'll be benevolent masters. And if you stay in your places and keep smiles on your faces, you'll receive your reward hereafter. You must cede us these lands upon our demands and do whatever we say. And if you think it's a bluff and you try to act tough, why then we'll just have to blow you away. But the people resisted when the colonists insisted, and the bloodshed started to mount. So many folks died, the animals cried, and the bodies were too numerous to count. Up from the east to the west, they encountered the best of Africa's defending sons. But one by one, they had to succumb to the fire of the Gatling gun. Not quell the will to rebel, and so the struggle just went underground. And from the north to the south, they were checking out, and they were seriously throwing down. There was Abdel.
a deer, there are mere vouchers and a shaka, the Zulu chief. That was Muhammad Ahmed who took Gordon's head and them Lady Shags of Maury. There was Umar Mukhtar and Hajj Abdullah and the men of the West Sudan who fought them at night and disappeared in the night like a star behind the sand. There was much blood and tears for the next 50 years and they began to call Africa home. And from a village to village they robbed and they pillaged till their fingers were sore to the bone. Some got overzealous and others were jealous because of each one wanted more. They were so soon to discover that they hated each other and their problems were worse than before. It was a matter of greed superseding the need to preserve the mutual pact. They forgot they were brothers and they crossed one another and the alliance had started to crack. They had a design to build a railroad line from Cairo to the Cape. Needed to save time and connect all the mines to complete the mineral rate. But they could not proceed because of the need to deal with the humanites. They had landed before on South Africa's shore and were a mean and adventurous lot. They had control of the diamonds, gold, and they thought that their mission was right. They would not yield and they took to the field and they gave up a terrible fight. It was the cause of the Boer Wars, which are further weakened the hand. The unholy alliance had met the defiance of the outlaws who settled the land. I'm back to back, back, back. I'm back to back, 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 back to Africa. Back, back, back to Africa. Back, I'm back to back, back, back. I'm back to back. World Wars I and II, an organization called the League of Nations was formed to plan what to do. There had been so much destruction it had halted production and left them licking their wounds. Plus millions of men had met their end and their cities were lying in ruins. And it took a world's war to open the door of freedom to colonize nations. Now was the time to thwart the design of a Western colonization. So one by one they took up guns as an alternate solution. From the Mau Mau in the east, the violence increased to the Algerian revolution. It reached its peak in Mozambique and spread to Angola and Zaire. It was time to deal with the struggle. Some made the choice to bow out gracefully. Literally all headed back to the wall and some settlers had started to flee. But some said it's right to stay and to fight to protect accumulated wealth. We can't give this back to those ignorant blacks. They're not capable of governing themselves. Why then, just make a mess of all that is best and hamper the natural flow. All we have gained will go down the drain and the entire free world will blow. So they made some decisions to make some revisions in the original plan and came up with a scheme to further their dream of continued control of the land. Let's form a pact with those newly freed blacks to keep our influence alive. And they will be still fulfilling our will and we will continue to thrive. But the people weren't fooled by indirect rule or neo-colonial stealth. They had been schooled and knew how to rule and were determined to govern themselves. Now freedom is gained and all that remains entrenched on the southern tip is the Boa Beast
with a nuclear team and the land in a blonde grill. He thinks he can hold the diamonds and gold, though his back is to the sea. He'll soon realize even beasts can die, and Africa will be free. Back, back, back.